Phone hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Ray Manzarek to my Jim Morrison, Nick Capper. Did he play the elephant walk?
No, just like, it's meant to be Light My Fire, but then halfway through it, I was like, let's switch this shit up to the elephant walk. Yeah.
The Doors famously used to crush out the elephant walk. Man, Riders on a storm.
She's like, man, Zurich, what are you doing? He's like, man, we're a bombing out there. Yeah. I thought I'd just do the or popcorn.
Some chopsticks.
All
right.
What's another going. One?
Chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Yeah.
I don't know what's that one. What's the one that goes?
Fuck, people have turned off already. This is the land speed record for people going, fuck this. I'm not going to listen to this cunt fucking do little plinky keyboard solos with his mouth. And a man that I'm sure has plenty of keyboard references and solos. Luke Ryan is here.
Yeah,
fur release. That's a banger.
How's that go?
That's one of the classics. Heartbreakers is the other one, isn't it, that people always play? Can't remember it. Doesn't matter. I was just trying to get off on this thing as well. We can leave it, guys.
Othello?
Othello's Shakespeare? Yeah, I didn't know it was a song.
Maybe I'm best. I think that was the soundtrack to the video game, Othello. Anyway, that's actually the soundtrack to the, what's that crook movie? That old one?
God. Should we start
anyway,
over?
Anyway, I don't know. Anyway.
It's not mine. You know, you do, guys do what you want, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know how fucked we up. You left a microphone behind and it's ruined our whole cadence.
Fuck. Yeah, what a jerk. Capper was meant to swing by my place in Melbourne so I wouldn't have to take all the gear. But then rather than swinging by my place and getting any of the gear, he just came, you know, empty-handed, and then I had to lug it all over. And then he has the gall to bitch about me leaving a microphone.
You left a microphone at the house that we're staying that you're paying for, the Airbnb that you're paying for. It's really fucking annoying.
Oh, sorry to inconvenience you.
It's really old married couple vibes in here, isn't it? Like, I guess it's been a few years, so it makes sense.
Oh, man, I want a divorce.
We're like, I just noticed in the car, like, we're so happy to see each other. We see each other at the cafe, we're like, hey, man, how you going?
Yeah.
And we have like, a talk. And then we have a real bitch about shit and how fuck life is.
Yeah.
And then we ride in the car silently and just go, this is nice. So we're basically a couple.
Yeah, that is what it is.
I know. Without any
sex.
Sex.
Well, that we know of. But that's 2022, you know, boys.
It's
why
Perth,
not?
You know, still got more time in Perth.
Yeah, true.
I'm horny. Mike's horny.
Yeah. We're in the gay.
I'll watch whatever.
This is the gay capital of Australia, right?
Is it?
This apartment, Luke's apartment.
Yeah, my apartment is. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Just keep it down. I'm having a fucking adventure.
Imagine if you were gay.
I would. I know that.
I think definitely someone's turned off now. the guys who made it through my dumb thing.
I mean, look, we've come out train wrecky right from the start. That's what people want. That's what they expect.
I destroyed the last episode talking about racial stuff the whole time.
Fucking hell! And, I didn't hear it. Now I want to go back.
We're not going to revisit gay sex.
Do you want to? I'm not going to revisit the riff that you thought was a riff, but was just like fucking.
It was great. Like
very uncomfortable.
I don't. Do I need to know it?
We're about to find the greatest white. The greatest white man.
No.
All right.
I'm going to get out of this chat immediately.
if you have just tuned in, go and check out that F. It's our all-time greatest.
Do you reckon that? Now I'm going right in because I don't know, but we'll see. Do you reckon that are you more sensitive about those topics because you've got more on the line for that? Do you know what I mean? Like
I was saying to Capra before, it's interesting that maybe there's people who are finding me from, you know, whatever, network TV that then are like, oh, he's got a podcast. I'll check out the podcast. And then they turn it on and they're like... And we're like, fucking imagine if you're gay and I'd molest Hitler as a boy. And fucking who's the greatest white? And people are like, what the fuck is this? Because honestly, who watches network TV now? It's a demographic that's 45 and over. And so they would not be into what we put down on these apps at all.
I think, Mike, maybe. But there are a lot of people like we do say not what you're thinking, but we do say a lot of shit that you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a fucking fun notion to entertain. Or I've always thought about that, but it sounds crook in front of my friends.
Well, that's the nature of the podcast. It's shit that's never seen the light of day from our phones. So it's like notes or draft tweets. And then, of course, it's going to be, you know, half-baked comedy premises.
Well, the next step, I guess, is shit that's never seen the light of day from your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff that hasn't even made it to your voice yet.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Mind hacks.
Yeah. Mind hacks. Fuck, that's the next level, isn't it? You get those little things they do in the sleep centers.
Yeah.
And you tap in comics' brains. That'd be sick. Man.
Yeah.
Most comics' brains would be so boring. It'd just be like, why does that guy have that and I don't?
Why do they hate me? Why can't I get booked there? Just being neuroses. Yeah. That's a bummer.
I don't want to be on the mainstream anyway. I like my cult thing. who am I kidding? I'd love to be on TV.
Oh, I lost 2 followers this week, but they must have been bots.
I'm just finding my crowd.
Don't do that then.
But we're in Perth and we're in a beach bungalow of sorts.
It's beautiful.
It's great, man. Thanks for having us. I haven't seen you in forever, dude.
It's been a minute, hey? Mm. It's been a little while.
I miss you, you know?
Oh, come on. I miss you, man.
I've known you probably one of the longest, comics, I don't know, friendships in showbiz.
I love the way you leaned in and made eye contact to check the friendship thing. I think I appreciate that. Yeah. You've got to do it with comic
colleagues.
You never know. It could be 20 years and we could be acquaintances.
Yeah.
I'd say friend. I'd go that far.
Friend, of course. I mean, fuck, if you think about it, it was like mid-2000s comedy competitions when we first started hanging out.
You won Green Faces.
It was between me and you were in the duo at the time, Luke and Wyatt. Yeah, the better man won, I think.
The better out of the three of us, I guess.
There we go. He was so desperate to get you on. Just rub it in
your
face.
It's a roast. It's a roast podcast.
14 years.
Can't believe I didn't get to go to Canberra. Fuck
yeah. Dude, I got to go to Canberra and perform at the historic Irish Club.
Oh, yeah.
Which seated, I don't know, 150 people maybe, and most of them weren't even paying attention to the show. And it was, I think from memory, it was actually a fascinating lineup in terms of, I don't know, where are they now? It was like Troy Kinney, Dave Thornton, Tom Seger. And then the guy that won, no one's ever heard from again. I couldn't even tell you his name.
Yeah.
But he went up and he did Imagine If Star Wars Was a Porno.
That's awesome.
And fucking slayed.
There's 4 or 5 good versions of that banging around, hey? That's a good one.
Yeah, totally. You know, he was doing the lightsaber as the dick.
And
just killed. And then
Big with the dick you are, whatever.
Better than that. Luke, who is your daddy?
That's good.
Star Wars. What can you do with Chewbacca?
And that would have been years ago, 14 years ago.
Jabba the Slut.
There would have been some crazy sexist stuff going on. That's awesome.
It was still cool. I mean, it still is. I think
it's pretty cool.
You know me, man. You know how I always put my foot in it? I always say something fucked or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't win I got to the final of Green Face and I didn't win. And Fiona O'Loughlin said to me, the one who never wins, I always disagree with it. You know, the other winner, she goes, I thought you should have won. I was like, oh, that's so nice. And I was like, oh, you know what? I got to be honest. I just thought you were a boring mum on TV. But then I saw your set and you are like one of the best comics I've ever seen. Like that was incredible because she absolutely destroyed. She goes, "Oh, thanks."
You couldn't just compliment her set.
I couldn't just go fucking.
That's also that's such a crazy way to put your foot in it, because normally I feel like when people put their foot in it, you do it at the end of the sentence.
Yeah,
like you start with a sentence that makes sense, which is like, "Hey, I think you're great," and da da da. But and then you, but you led with a terrible thing.
To
lead with, "I thought you were boring," and then win back is amazing, man.
It's when you're a friend of mine, I get so frustrated with people because my partner does this to me. Matt Stewart used to do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
I'd open with a notion that was fucked, and then they go, "What do you mean? What the fuck? Like, don't say that. That's incredible." I'm like, no, I haven't finished yet.
Sure.
You know, it always goes that way.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, just let me. I've got to find a better way to explain things.
But maybe I'm that not a is good communicator. Just, and now we're getting too wanky, but whatever. Maybe that's just the comic in you, Nicholas.
Because
you like to
say, Luke.
You know, you like to say the difficult, unlikable premise and then try and justify.
Yeah.
But socially, sure, that makes you deeply upsetting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're a deeply upsetting man.
Yeah.
No, but I'd honestly think you get away with that shit because you are actually deeply likable and, you know.
Oh, yeah. But there are some great whites out there and I reckon.
There really are, though, you know.
Yeah. For anyone who is still tuning into the podcast, we should explain the premise.
I mean, look, we're getting new listeners, but I think the last few episodes we've said plenty of gnarly shit, so they might be new listeners for one ep and then fucking they're gone. But we still have to restate the premise each time. We all swap phones. The spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. If something comes up in your phone that you're uncomfortable with, or, you know, we'll just cut completely, or we could just do something else. And are you even on Twitter? I don't even think you're tweeting much.
I'm one of these losers who is, but I'm a voyeur.
Ah, you're lurking.
I don't have the confidence to post.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, you know, because I know it. No one gives a fuck anyway. But, sorry, we're doing the other pod now. If we go too far down that route, that's mind hacks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you started to hear the neuroses come out there. Anyway, go on.
Well, I get it because, you know, comics, we need constant validation and stuff. And so when you tweet something and even, you know, early on, if it doesn't get hits, then you're like, why am I doing this? Mm. You know? And then you'll see a tweet that's like some pun that's like gone viral and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, there's a part of you when someone does like a funny tweet or does a video that everyone shares, you're like, oh, I'm happy for them. That's my friend, but also it's not that good.
Totally.
There's a part of it that's like, it's not that good. I think they just share it on the network or something like that. But they actually might like the video.
Yeah, true.
There's always this fucking narcissistic shit part of you that's like, it's not that good.
Oh, for sure.
I reckon might have been.
Well, you want to believe you could have done it. That's the thing, isn't it? You're like, I could have fucking done that. I was going to do that in a week, I reckon.
Exactly.
That was in my head in a way, that idea.
So, if draft tweets did come up, you wouldn't necessarily have anything in there because you're just lurking.
Nah, man, I don't have anything in the main, so why would I have anything in the draft?
Everyone who has a smartphone, you would have, but other...
Oh, the notes still be... Might be some interesting shit in the notes. Who knows? We could. But Twitter isn't a risk factor for me because... Not people would just be surprised I'd said anything on there anyway.
Yeah.
And by people, I mean the 700 people who...
That's
all
enough.
Pay no attention anyway. But
sometimes you see a viral tweet.
Insta's more of a risk for me, definitely.
Insta.
That's my main posting.
We don't. Oh, for a hack. So that would be the hack section.
I guess so.
But we don't necessarily like dig through your Insta. I wouldn't even have any drafts. I know you could do like draft posts.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. But, you know, get in, try my LinkedIn, who knows, you know. I haven't posted on there for a while.
Dude, there's a comic in Sydney who I did one of those roadshow, like Sydney Comedy Festival tours with. And before I went on tour, I was like, oh, yeah, I've never met this person talking to another comic. And they go, yeah, she's huge on LinkedIn. And I thought they were joking.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's not for real, you know, that's a joke. And they're like, no, she has a massive following on LinkedIn. And that's how she built... her following, and now she's got representation and all the rest. Decent comic, whatever.
She's posting clips on there, or
I don't know what the fuck is going on over there.
You'd probably have to do some combination between career, coach, and funny to crack it on LinkedIn, I reckon, because that's what people are sharing.
I thought it was all just like what, resumes and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
people looking for work.
Yeah, that's the only one. My partner, she's on LinkedIn all the time, always congratulating her buddies or whatever.
Yeah,
They're
congratulating each other like, oh, that's a good motivational talk. Or
you can't have a cynical vibe, it feels like. You definitely couldn't be in there going, you know, the world's on fire, fuck you, here's a joke. You'd have to be like, you'd have to be like.
Positive.
Yeah, you'd have to be like huge week at the startup.
Yeah.
Massive numbers turning over. Keep it hustling, guys. By the way, my in-laws are weird.
You're right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
To give it that, the comedy angle.
Yeah, whatever your angle is.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, she must have a comedy angle. I have no idea what's going on over there, but also.
I really want to know who it is, but fair enough if you don't want to say.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I know who it is. And I know there's a few other comics.
Yeah. It's like the great white thing all over again, you know. I'm on the outer and I hate it.
a few other comics that we don't really, that aren't really in the scene, but then they have huge festival shows. And you're like, what is it? And apparently they're LinkedIn.
It's big.
Yeah.
Well, good for them, I guess. Yeah. And then if it's the only platform that, as you say, like is positive and people aren't just being toxic and shitty, then fucking maybe it's a utopia that we're not, you know,
accessing. The only thing is I guess you have to be positive in that sort of hustle, money god, family vibe. You can't necessarily be, but I mean, what is positive anyway, I guess, if it's not that, you know?
There was a comic I hadn't seen in years and I checked my LinkedIn, you know, last year or something like that.
Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah.
Fucking a year and a bit ago, I checked it.
Yeah.
And I had a guy from this, it was about his dad passing away.
Sure.
Right? He wrote this big post about it, but it was all, it was like, he put hashtags on it.
Oh, right.
And it was, he kind of stated, he's like, I don't want this all to be about, you know, like focused on me, but my dad was a great guy, whatever.
Yeah.
And then put the hashtags on it, and I'm like, this is all fucking about you. Like, well, you think your dad wanted to be memorialized on LinkedIn?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, you don't know what his dad was into, you know? Yeah. His dad might have been a huge LinkedIn fan, you know? Might have been the last thing he said, man.
By the way, Linux support systems data analyst convention was in his honor or something.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, maybe he did the post because it's the one place you don't get trolled. On social media.
Yeah, because you put that on Twitter, holy hell.
Yeah. It's the one place where Mike G wouldn't write underneath, like, gay.
I'm real big on that. Just straight 2005 vibes. Just calling everyone gay.
You're doing the little gif from Community of him saying
it. But because you said gay as opposed to gay,
yeah.
Do you think the extra letters save it? Would you say, like, you know what I mean? Putting like seven A's in a gay post makes it self-aware. Whereas if you write caps lock, gay.
Yeah.
Bad.
Lowercase gay, even worse.
Yeah, true.
Because it's more
barely thinking. You've moved on to another tab.
Exactly. Yeah,
you need to show that you've had to think about what you're about to do.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, yeah, if you put like a rainbow emoji, then it's supportive, you know, then you're like, you know.
I don't know. I think that's worse.
Yeah.
To write gay rainbow.
Rainbow, though, it's like, you know, I'm an LGBTQI+ supporter.
But the bit loses its way entirely then because now you are just saying slay. Like,
yeah.
Which is also cool.
True.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised the word hasn't been reclaimed as a good thing, you know? Like if it was a bad thing, of course, you know, derogatory, you know, people would say it negatively, but then it should be celebrated.
They've really dropped the ball on that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Come on, guys. And girls and everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, because the whole thing is because I never used to say it or whatever, or I still don't say it. But like when Community did it and it had the Asian guy, the teacher, where he goes, gay.
Right.
And then that became like a big meme. Like, so, you know. And then I remember one time everyone would put the gif down the bottom if someone wrote something emotional on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I remember a mate of mine wrote something emotional on Facebook about his son or something like that.
Sure.
And then I put that gif on the bottom, like as a funny thing, like because, you know, he was never a guy or a serious with. But then some bloke that I had met once, but he must have forgot that he'd met me, whereas commented, God, there's some fucking, rightfully commented, like, God, there's some fucking tosses on Facebook, mate.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then later now we're kind of good mates.
Yeah.
And I don't think he remembers that. I don't think he remembers that it was me.
But you got the fucking screenshot. Yeah. It's a little file.
Yeah.
Every one day time you open it. Spring it on him one time. Yeah. Just kind of go, yeah, man, get me a drink.
It's always worse, I feel like, screenshotting those small discrepancies or moments that happen just in case years down the track you might want to use that as some kind of weapon.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
I do have a file of, I mean, it's not on my phone, unfortunately. Yeah. Mm. It's not MacBook hacks, is it? So, various screenshots of shit that people have said yep. or I've said that's been really off, and I've gone, I'll use that at some point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you got like an artillery.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Locked
and loaded. Bad shit as well. It's bad.
Fuck. The Luke Ryan blackmail folder.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, am I in there?
I don't think
Of course,
I don't know.
He would be.
Man, I check Facebook memories still pretty much on a daily basis to make to clean up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And half the time it'll be friends I grew up with or whatever, like commenting something in like 2009, you know, on my page where it's wild, like insane shit. But at the time I'm like, yeah, if I can leave it up, whatever. But now it's like, just for everyone's well-being,
yeah,
get rid of this shit.
Sure. Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
See, I'm keeping it. I'm seeing that and I'm putting it all in one place, you know.
Oh dude,
well, it's even more exciting, I feel like, for where I'm at, because I am, you know, blessed be the people in my life doing well. Like, I've got quite a few friends who are comics who have taken off in the last few years, and now, so it's even more fun then for me, because I'm still where I am. And you know, if not further down. And so, like, I'm quite excited then about having this. I do have to be – I have sent one or two of them a link to something or something, and they've been like, seriously, man, you need to delete that.
Oh.
And I'm like, I just do like a little laugh react.
Oh, man.
A little laugh react.
Yeah.
And then just put some dollar signs next to it, like, how much money you got?
A couple of years.
Man, well – not on this episode, but once we're done recording, I would love to see this folder.
Fuck. Right, man, maybe. That's the $10,000 Patreon episode. We'll split it with you, man.
It's got to be worth the amount of money they're going to lose. That's a thing. Because you might have to recompense them.
Oh, true.
For the damages to their career.
All right.
It might be more than $10,000, man. Because it could be years of income.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll move on. On last week's episode, we had comedian and room runner Ferdy Villamoria. Am I saying that right?
I think so.
Villamoria? Yeah. Something.
Villamoria. I'm not going to mispronounce it.
Why?
Because, you know, you're half Sri Lankan.
Okay.
I thought there was a D in there. Yeah. Isn't there a D in his last name?
Ferdy Villamoria. You're just fucking with that.
No! maybe.
Villamoria?
I think it's Ferdy Villamoria. Great dude, great guest. And his hack was the black tile, on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
So obviously 2 years after the trend.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then I think the caption was still fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I put the black tile up on Instagram, still fighting the good fight.
So good.
And immediately got a message from a friend like checking in that he was okay. So
that's such a crazy Venn diagram of Are You Okay Day and BLM, isn't it? Like you don't think there's too much crossover in that, apart from but he is black. Go on. Brown, doesn't matter.
But still an Australian brown guy, posting about it 2 years later. And then someone, it might have been the same dude, messaged him, was like, this kind of freaked me out or something. And then I think it didn't get much traction.
It got, he said he lost 9 followers.
Okay.
So
why would you lose followers?
Yeah, they're bad followers to have. If you're a person of color posting in against racism, and people go, "I'm out," they're probably a cunt. That's probably.
But it's just the biggest sin really from the post, if they were taking it earnestly, is that he's just 2 years behind the social media trend of posting.
Yeah.
There's nothing inherently wrong with saying
he's
doing
the ice bucket
this.
Challenge kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, it's like there's an older comic who I don't know if you remember from that all the BLM protests and stuff. There was a white rich couple who stood outside their place,
semi-automatic
guns. And like they went viral and they were memed to shit. And this was fucking whatever, mid 2020. And he just posted a picture of them with a picture of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Mr. and Miss Smith. And he just put it together and then put the caption, "Will the real Mr. and Miss Smith please stand up?" This was like a week ago. And fuck, I lost it, man. I was like, it's so funny he just got around to this. It's like, oh. He just thought of it. And he was like, oh, fuck. And then you cut the picture together, did the caption.
It is great, isn't it, to suggest like a two-year think tank on the worst content. That's what it is, isn't it? It's this image of the guy sitting in his house being like, yeah, screwing up that bit of paper, next idea in the bin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, then the final result.
Oh, just being out of date on a reference is fucking funny. Like, I legit, months after the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap. I got a text from my dad like saying, have you heard about this Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, you know? And then I screenshot it and, you know, put it up and like people are like, oh, this fucking rules. And then that Double Bay Today, one of those like Batuta Advocate Onion, they ripped it off. They like they took it and they're like, oh, local boomer doesn't realize this was months ago or something. And they used my exact text from my old man.
Really?
Yeah. So I messaged the guy and I was like, man, did you just lift this from my page? And he was like, oh, someone sent to me. I didn't realize this was like original content or something. And I was like, all right, whatever. And then I think he like gave my solo show a plug.
That all worked out, I guess, you know. Maybe that's how promo works these days.
I think so.
It used to be you emailed the paper, but now you just fucking get your content stolen. And fuck, Jerry says Mike's got a show.
True. Yeah. And actually, Tom Cashman, friend of the show, has turned that to his advantage because he's all like the graphs and stuff nuts. And they've been taken by everything and, you know, it goes viral and everyone rips it off. And Cashman like hounds people saying, give me credit, promote my page. And most of them just ignore him. But every once in a while, they go, oh, yeah, okay, we'll repost it and tag you in it. Yep. And he might get a few followers, whatever. But Tom Cashman is the type of dude that won't leave anyone alone.
Oh, man, he's the... what's that Ben Affleck movie? The Accountant?
Oh, yeah.
Just autistic fucking comedian. I wouldn't be surprised if he had like a garage full of guns, like full on army training. Like I'm talking, he would chase them down T-1000 style, like the march, dead look in his eyes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, until he gets his way. So. Yeah, I mean, not a bad way, I guess, if you get
pretty
ripped
good
off.
I think it's good. Like I think it's good he hounds people because fuck, people are dirty, man. I feel sorry for the... Because, you know, I follow a lot of extreme sports people. Sure. And there's just pages of extreme sports stuff. And they're just showing someone do a stunt. They don't even credit them in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, and it's got like
300,000
things.
Well, that's the most obvious version
like,
of it, isn't it?
This dude's risking his life for this stuff.
Yeah.
And just... not even...
There's clearly someone involved who you haven't referenced, the guy in the video.
Yeah. But anyway...
I feel for these extreme sports blokes.
I also feel for...
If there's one cause I want to get behind, it's not the pandas, it's not the fucking elephants, it's these extreme sports blokes.
Yeah.
Man, dude. There's one.
Well, they got
there
feelings? Are they okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, motocross lives matter.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they put themselves at risk. They do big stunts.
There could be a motocross guy out there with less than 3 dirt bikes, you know, and, you know, not a Monster Energy.
Do you reckon there's many of those guys doing... There would be Beyond Blue in the Krusty Demons world, wouldn't there? I mean, I know Krusty Demons is about 10 years late. Yeah, I don't have a current one for that.
No, Capra would.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But a lot of them... because a lot of them fucking... become quadriplegics or paraplegics fuck themselves up. So there's so many funds that you got to give to.
Well, that'd be the darkest part, wouldn't it, I suppose, of that. I mean, you could be suicidal in the extreme sports world and no one would know, wouldn't you? Because you'd just be like, oh, I'm going to do a real big jump.
Yeah.
People would be like, oh, that sounds sick, man. We'll film it. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You're all mad when you stick the landing. You're like,
And he's got more and more people hounding you like, you did it, man. Here's your manager. Here's so many people around you. You gotta, everyone's sucking. Your phone doesn't stop ringing. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. No more evil Knievels. We need sad Knievels.
Let's have a sit down and talk about a Knievel. That's what we need.
And they're like, oh, why don't you...
Are you O'Keevil?
Are you O'Knievel?
Yeah, I try.
Are you O'Knievel?
Yeah.
Jump jump the burning bus of emotion.
You know?
And then we did reps.
Yeah, we did reps.
Luke, sometimes, very rarely these days, like we'll just like skip, we'll roll the dice. I think I forgot the dice anyways on the trip. But maybe I gotta, should I go back?
Yeah, go back again.
Look for dice. We did freestyle raps, but we'll give each other fuck topics.
Yeah, it was,
believe
it was awful.
Mine was free Ghislaine Maxwell.
Okay.
And Capper's was pro-Russia.
Pro-Russia.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's... I should ask it again in the Facebook group. Is our podcast getting more fucked?
You keep asking. I can tell when you've been drinking because you'll start asking questions in the group that you already asked like a week before or whatever. You know? Yeah. I'm like,
I like it.
Fuck, he's drunk and he just wants some kind of notifications.
No, actually, I wasn't drunk. I've been trying to be more interacting with our listeners.
Man. Yeah.
Because I realized we got that group and I realized we didn't post it for like 6 months.
Right.
And they're all posting it. And it kind of like, it's narcissistic of me sometimes because I'm like, oh, how come no one's talking about us in the group?
Is it too warm in here? I just saw you release
it. It's a bit warm.
Yeah.
Is the heater on?
Yeah. I'll flick it down or off for a sec.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know,
I've got a lot of heating sources in a small apartment.
I've got three.
I've got two heaters in there and one in here.
That's great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, things are going pretty well.
I mean, fuck you. Yeah. You have an aircon unit next to an aircon.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I've really stacked up on the air sources. And I've got these windows as well, which I sometimes use.
So. Yeah, and you get the sea breeze coming in.
Man, it's fucking, I'm living the dream, brother.
Yeah. Oh, man, this place is like to land somewhere. I know you're in, you know, kind of a transitory period, whatever, but this is fucking sweet.
I know, it is good. I do love the ocean. Yeah. Me and Evil Knievel often talk about how we're connected.
Oh, dude, and you gave me this goblet to drink out of. It's to describe to the listeners, it's two skeleton hands holding a chalice.
Mm. Yeah.
The cup, and that's I can taste traces of like fentanyl.
Yeah, how do you feel? You feel all right, brother?
Yeah, man.
What are you doing after this? I know what you're doing after this. Yeah.
Man, this kind of place seems like the kind of place that James Bond would hide out when he's when he's split from the agency again. He's gone against the rules of MI6.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I'm fucking just going to hang out in the beach apartment in Perth.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that a James Bond thing?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
You know, he always, in the last couple of ones, he's like, fuck you.
At the start of the movie, he's always, I feel like Perth is the worst version of that because he's always in Mallorca
Barbados or something.
If he's in North Beach.
That'd be sick.
That's a good Bond. I like that.
That's the opening shot. He gets out of bed and, you know, just opens the blinds and it's some insane beach location. Mm. That's the shot you're
Instead,
talking
in
about.
This one, he opens the blinds and it's Farmer Jack's some guy on an e-scooter. Yeah. So you get fucked.
A twin cab Toyota Hilux. Fucking driving past.
We should get into the phone.
Let's get into the phones.
So we spin the wheel each time. You can hold on to your phone for now. Let's pass to the left.
Luke,
I've got to take the lock screen
off. I've only known
you
as a good guy.
Sure, okay, that's nice. Thanks, man.
And but after telling me about this laptop with this, it's like fucking freaking me out.
I love it.
I've got a dark side.
You really do have a
dark. Yeah, it's in there, brother.
Oh, just a stockpile of people's mistakes.
Speaking of James Bond, this is like your laptop's the microfilm.
Yeah,
like,
that's man. Gonna be, well, you got to put the bit in it.
There's
going to
be
you know?
Comics fucking chasing that thing down.
Yeah, that's the MacGuffin. It's the fucking
That's how MacGuffin. I get out. Yeah. That's how I hit the age where I'm like, I'm out. I'm living in Mallorca. I'll need 100K a year, whatever, for the next however many years.
Yeah.
And then these photos never see the light of day. Dave Thornton or whoever. I don't know. I've got nothing on him.
For example, maybe. Yeah. Hypothetically. Hypothetically. It'd be funny if it was like Corinne Grant or something. Magda Sabansky.
But he
had like group chats from Louis C.K. or Bill Cosby. You're like,
well, I don't know if you heard this thing he's been up to with the jerking off in front of women. Are you guys across that?
What? No.
This is like my BLM delay. Yeah. But it's for Louis.
Really?
I think I might have brought it up before, and it was in the draft tweets, I think, where he, you know, he's performing again, and he's back, and he just made a movie and all the rest, and he won a Grammy. Louis C.K.
Sure, yeah.
Right? And I did want to tweet, you know, after he won the Grammy, that he's proof, Louis C.K. is proof that if you masturbate enough, anything is possible. Yeah. But again, I'm like, is it something I want people fucking jumping on me about, or, you know.
You're going to have two camps. You've got two really clear camps also, with a tweet like that. The people who are like, yeah, bro, fuck you, he's back. Yeah, man, where did he ever go? And then the people who are like, actually? Like,
So not to base your tweet in fact or to, you know, pick it apart too much, but even though probably Louis C.K. has jerked off a lot, out of comedians, he's probably jerked off the least.
Well, it's probably an
Who's up there? Who's the top of the
There's so many comics you go to their flat and it's fucking just tissues.
Are you talking about the exact flat we find ourselves in?
This is so funny you said that, because I was so conscious, because I haven't had many guests yet.
Yeah.
I was so conscious before you arrived at cleaning up every small tissue packet.
Yeah.
I did have quite a few. Scattered. And listen, I've had some cuts on my foot. There's some other stuff going on. But I did. the worst cuts
on your foot. I've not heard this one.
As soon as it left my mouth, I went, that's not believable.
One of those cuts that bleeds jizz.
But I did clean up a lot of tissue packets because I thought that's an easy roast.
Well, I'm just glad I'm sitting on the most uncomfortable chair in the apartment.
I'm sitting on prime jerk off chair.
That is a good one.
It is. To be able to look out over the ocean and to just rub one out, that is, you know, the dream, really.
I like
you're not shooting for the stars. You're like, imagine having sex with this balcony. You're like, imagine jerking off while looking at this balcony.
I think any chick would be. Sex on this balcony. Any chick should be impressed with this, you know?
A bit of sun in the chair, have a whack. Why not? Now it's just recounting.
Yeah, we're all getting a bit older now. We're not like, imagine having sex. You're like, imagine jerking off here. Look at this view. Imagine rubbing one out in Africa.
Those are my wet dreams now are just I find the best clip.
Terrible.
All right, man. Spinning the wheel. We'll pass our phones to the left. So I'll spin each time. You can hold on to your phone for now. Okay, cool. So you'll pass the capper eventually. Yeah.
On the phone. That makes sense.
Yeah, the wheel's there.
I imagined, anyway, I was thinking county fair, but keep going.
We used to have county fair style prop wheel when we did the live shows.
Yes. You can't do that interstate. You can't be flying with a chocolate wheel.
I flew with the wheel once and it was fucking annoying. Really annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah,
I had to take this wheel on the plane.
Fuck that.
And then we probably did a live show to 10 people or something.
Yeah, that's it. And one time I don't think we even used the wheel and I just left it somewhere.
Yeah.
I said to Mike, do you mind if I leave this somewhere? He's like, yeah. No.
Yeah, it was all fucked
left
up.
Left it in an Airbnb or something.
Yeah. Fair enough.
We had plenty of good live shows, but there was enough bad ones to be like, let's just do the pod.
Minimize props as well. Props make small audiences sadder.
Well, let us know, like, if you want a live phone hacks in your city, and we'll gauge
it. Andrew from Perth last night, he's a frequent comedy guy, maybe you see him. He's a really nice guy. He was asking for a live show.
Well, we got
Luke's pretty good so far.
Luke's great.
So now we've got a reliable Perth person to do it with.
Great news.
Like, because Wolfie, one of our great mates, but seriously.
Train wreck.
It's a fucking train wreck.
I can understand that.
I mean, I love the guy and one of the funniest dudes ever, but you just have to get him in the right zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The right amount of uppers and downers or whatever. Totally. He's got to be, flying even.
Otherwise, trying to wrangle that personality.
He couldn't even look through his phone last time. He couldn't even open it. He couldn't even look through someone else's phone.
He was going through a divorce too. There was a lot happening.
I mean, that's Perth for you. He's the light in my dark. He really has been, but he's a difficult light to follow. You've got to be careful,
Oh, totally.
He's leading you down the mine shaft in a way. And the gas is coming up.
Oh, dude.
He's the dead canary.
He is, bro. You think he's dead, but then he moves.
All right. Spinning the wheel to see what Luke is going through in my phone. We didn't even get the music going, but there it is at the end. Yeah, Capper.
For release.
This is notes. It could be interesting because I've been working on the show, so there's not going to be a ton of new joke ideas. You could just bounce around, see what comes up. Yeah, it's like this is 2022. So
I'm just having a read of what you got.
You
here.
Can bounce around to the other notes. I mean, I don't know what's in there.
Do you know, you know what? I'm excited to see you've written Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Because I reckon, I hate to say this to you, but I reckon that, do you reckon every comic, like I have, I've thought of that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now I'm doing the thing I was saying before where you see the content, you're like, I could have done that.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. So that's in there basically because at least, it might have come up before.
Yeah, it's come up before, yeah.
Well, yeah, just three or four times a year because there's elevators called Schindler, owned by the Schindler Company, whatever. Yeah. And three or four times a year, people take a picture of Schindler saying, Schindler's Lift.
Yeah.
And they send it to me because I'm a Jew and I really want to think about the Holocaust.
And you're so connected to it. And you're always talking about Judaism and
how important religion, faith is to my life. Heidel and the Deidel and the
Glaven. Man, I didn't even, before I did this podcast with you, I'm like, it wasn't like we were fucking super tight or anything, but I didn't even know that you were a Jew or anything like that.
Goldstein, you know what I mean? The nose.
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay.
But, he doesn't see Jews.
Yeah. It's just like, unless someone mentions it.
Yeah.
The moment you mentioned, I was like, Michael.
Oh. Yeah.
Bit of money behind this one.
The Heidel and the Deidel. The shaking of the tuchus.
Man. I gave Michael Schaefer so much.
He's a Jew.
About it.
He's proper Jew.
And he's Jewing it up as well, isn't he?
Oh, he fucking was.
He's doing Jewish festivals.
Yeah, he's run with the Jew thing.
He's at the synagogue on a Sunday morning doing a set.
Oh, it's taken off like.
And by Sunday, I think I mean Saturday. Did I? Yeah, good. Yeah. Go on.
The Sabbath, whatever.
Yeah, you should know. Come on.
I don't know. My references suck.
Yeah.
But then I watched Fiddler on the Roof. He told me to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking good movie.
Dude, it's a...
I was fucking crying.
Great songs.
Yeah, right.
Tradition.
It made me feel so good. Yeah. It was
bit
great.
Bit of laughs and cries.
Yeah.
Fuck the best combo.
If I were a rich man.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And what's he yell in the rain or whatever where he's like...
Tradition.
Tradition. Yeah, that was like... Fucking just such a beautiful moment.
Oh, they're so good, you were surprised that Jews can be entertaining? And...
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be some dumb, like, movie, you know what I mean?
What did you think? Like, he's a fiddler on the roof. That's entertaining.
I thought it was
going
to be like
You thought he'd be doing your tax return up there or something?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like Mary Poppins with a giant pretzel or some shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I thought it was
going to
be.
A classic musical, I mean, if you're into that. You know,
but see, that's the, then, you know, musicals back then were all had to be, it was like, oh, you went through the Holocaust. Am I saying it right, Mike?
Yeah.
The Holocaust, Now You Have a Sing. Whereas now it's like Cruel Intentions gets a fucking musical or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Green Day.
Yeah.
American Idiot.
Like, I grew up white middle class and people bullied me. Back then I was like, we were going through a war.
I can't pay the rent and we have AIDS.
Or even just... I love that one. Hamilton's a great one.
I can't pay the rent. I've got
AIDS. I can't pay the rent. That's a banging one.
Yeah.
What about this... what's the worst word to say during sex? It's the N-word. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. That's the worst word.
I stand by it because it's just funny. In my head, I think I tried it once where I, you know, as crowd work, you got it's, you know, someone in the crowd, dude, what's the worst word to say during sex? And he's like, you know, they'll say something you can usually riff off because it's a fucking, you're putting it on them, right? And then... And I said, no, you're wrong. It's the N-word because that's the worst word to say no matter what. But I think I tried it once and the people are just like, yeah.
They agree. Which is the nightmare, isn't it? Yeah. They go, yeah, actually. And then there's silence.
But to me, it was just such a fucking funny pivot to go, you know, shame on you because you should know the N-word's the worst word no matter what.
Sure,
you know, like, doesn't matter where you are.
It is the worst word you could ever say during sex.
During anything.
It probably is.
Make someone feel bad.
I mean... You brought up child porn earlier in the day to me. I can't think of a word that's two words anyway, so it doesn't matter. But you know what I mean? I was like, I feel like referencing referencing sexual acts with minors during sex would be also nightmarish.
Yeah.
If you could combine the N-word with that, that'd be great.
What you're doing is just saying bad stuff.
Less words and more subjects.
Yeah.
You know what word you shouldn't say? any words that you wouldn't say not during sex.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Like, because if I think the one time I tried it, it's crowd work, and I said to some dude, "What's the worst word you think you could say during sex?" And he was like, "Gross," or you know, something like that. And then I was like, "Oh, you know," and then made fun of it. But then I was like, "Oh, it's actually." It's the N-word. It's the worst word you can say no matter what.
Sure,
and
then
people are just like, Yeah.
It is the worst.
I would never say the word neurodiverse during sex.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, can you not say it here as well? Thanks, man. Yeah, it's a bit off, bro.
Neurodiverse.
Yeah, and that's twice and I'm upset now.
I thought Nicholas is the worst.
I was like, yeah.
Man, you could don't, but you could change. If you ever change your name to another N-word.
I would.
Imagine if your name was N-word Kappa.
Please,
fucking hell.
N-word C-word.
Please don't address me by my first name.
That could be a name for a special for you, N-word C-word.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Nicholas Kappa is N-word C-word.
Yeah.
That would be the worst word to call me.
Or N-word C-word. Nah, don't worry about it. Go on. Yeah.
C word.
I don't know. It's just, anyways, that was written in these notes, by the way. I didn't come up with that.
Fuck.
If someone called me Nick or Nicholas during sex, I would say, please. It's the cap man.
That's
hot, dude.
You could fit all that in 30 seconds. This guy comes quick.
Do you think, though? Do you think? Because that's the classic roast, right? Yeah. Like, I've come too quick. Do you reckon it's worse to take forever, though? Do you know what I mean? Because, like, it is the classic bro roast to be like 10 seconds, you're done.
Yeah.
But what about 2 hours? Because that's also a nightmare.
But could you roast someone for lasting too long? You like, look at Sting over here.
Yeah,
2 hours, bro.
In walks a marathon, man.
Yeah. You'd get more roasts in though if you were hanging around with extra time, you know.
True.
So that's positive.
Anything else in the notes for you?
Bipolar and non-binary is written here. which is interesting.
Just those words.
Squirting is just pee. I'm half woman. There's a lot of upsetting sentences I think you've had joy just writing down.
Interestingly enough, half woman is now a joke in my act that is going great and I think it lands and it's you'll hear it tonight. We're doing a regional gig.
We are doing a regional gig.
And I think it's right up regional WA's alley.
You reckon?
My half woman joke.
I'm excited for it then.
Squirting has gotten around a few times and it works pretty well, but the crowd has to really be on board with me before I start doing my squirting stuff.
Tonight could be the night, country crowd.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
What are they? Am I going to get fucking cancelled from Bunbury?
Maybe. And then you don't have to go back to Bunbury. That's good.
I kind of have this devil may care attitude towards some gigs now where I'm like, I don't care if I never come back to this place.
Yeah.
Which is it a bad attitude?
I have that. In an unwarranted way, because I think it might make more sense. I probably need the gigs that I have that attitude to, but I'm also there. It makes less sense logically for my career, but I definitely...
But I say that like, oh, what a cool dude, but it's also your ego kicks in if you're eating shit. And so you're just like, oh.
Oh, you still want to win in the room, but in the moments before the nihilism is present.
Yeah. All right, one more if there's anything and then we got
All right, I want to find a good one.
Yeah.
Saying yum yum every time a waiter puts my plate down to embarrass my partner. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Well, I was doing it and she fucking hated it because like I knew she hated it because they bring the food, but you'd really have to commit to the bit because I feel like an asshole too. But they'd bring your food and I go yum yum, you know? And she would hate it. She was just like, what are you doing? Like, and because it embarrassed her, it was worthwhile. But then I realized I'd done it so much, I was almost like unironically doing it. Like I would get food and I'd be like, oh fuck, I'm starting to turn into a yum yum guy.
Well, that's always the risk, isn't it? Because it starts with a funny bit and then it's just your life.
Oh.
I reckon it needs a bit more yum yum.
Oh, camp it up?
Yeah. Like it. Yummy.
Yummy yummo.
Yeah. The worst it's cutesy.
Call me Michael Yumstein.
Oh, yeah.
I could chew it up like, with the yum and the crumb.
Yum and the
Krumschmeigel or whatever. Yeah. Michael likes the yum. Chucking it. Talk about yourself in third person
that's
as well.
Pretty good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Third person ramps it up.
Michael likes yummy yum.
Ooh, Mikey yummy time.
Mikey yummy for my
Mikey.
Tummy.
Little yummy food then come for out Mikey. My bummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're rhyming it up.
But then, yeah.
Don't give him material. His father's going to kill him. He's going to kill you. She's going to kill you.
All right. Spinning the wheel to see what Capper is going through in Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Joseph
get
in Luke's laptop.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Get the MacBook out.
I wish
the
laptop.
The MacBook out.
Spinning the wheel, and you will be going through camera roll. It is camera roll.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You might find some interesting shit in there, actually.
Yeah. Well, like the screenshots happen on the laptop, not on the phone.
Yeah, sorry, bros. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I hide all the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what'll be in there, actually.
Sorry. I don't know how to get back in.
Oh, have I locked
how
my
to get
phone?
In the photos?
Sorry. Yeah, yeah. No worries. Fair enough.
I went into
there
camera,
you go. There's
not
the,
photos.
There's a
oh, no.
Oh.
He sees something immediately. Yeah. Oh, he's deleting. He's
yeah,
batting.
I literally deleted something straight away. And I can't even tell you what it is. That's fucked. And I know that's breaking the rules.
No.
But.
I mean, most people, before they come on the pod, they vet. What's
yeah,
in their
I'm
phone,
not.
So.
I'm not good at any of that kind of stuff.
But I mean, it's good. Capper couldn't figure out the phone, and then you just had that final moment to get rid of it.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's funny. That photo you almost saw would have been terrible.
Oh, really? Nudity?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you don't have to describe it. It's fine. Like,
well, anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's. I don't even need to say. I feel like the silence there, everyone's filled in what it was.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Anyway, yeah,
I can't believe I had that.
Oh,
just experimenting.
This is really funny, this photo. This is so funny, and I wish the listeners could see it, but they will never see it.
Well, with his blessing, we could put it in the group.
Maybe,
eventually.
Yeah.
What is
it's
it?
Just
is it?
Hilarious, and I don't know why. It's Rove McManus just sitting on a bench.
Because you know why it's funny?
Because he's
little and his legs are dangling like a toddler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it looks like he's saying, yummy, yummy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does look like a life-size ventriloquist dummy. Like.
Yeah. That's why.
The dangle is bad. First of all, sitting down when you're doing stand-up, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Rove, one of the nicest dudes ever.
Oh, so nice.
But, I mean, is there any context you want to add to it? The gig or...
The gig was... It's this gig. It's in a courthouse in Frio. And it was sort of confusing where the stage should be. So people were... So some people were on the stage, some people were down there. Yeah. And he decided to sit there.
Yeah.
And I took the pic because I knew it was funny because he's short.
Yeah.
And he looked cute. And then I didn't post it because I was like, I wonder if...
He'd be cool with it?
Yeah, it felt bully-ish because he is short.
Yeah.
And
did you show him? Were you like, oh, man.
No, I haven't even shown him. I took it because I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
Went to post it, went, maybe not. So, yeah, this is the first.
If you did post it, would you have tagged him in it? Would he have seen it? You know, within all these.
Yeah, he does follow me on the gram, so he would have.
He would have. Would the caption have been like, my cute little baby?
Oh, see, I think that's why I didn't. Yeah. Because that's how you make it work.
Yeah.
Either go all in or not at all.
Yeah.
You
man.
Either go.
Or you just be vague and say...
You either go boss baby. You either go boss baby's day out or whatever.
Well,
or.
Sure, that's the option. Or you just go vague, like, a pleasure to do a gig with Rove at the courthouse, whatever.
Knowing that it looks funny.
Knowing that some cunts in the comments will be like, look at this little...
Yeah.
Look at that.
Man.
You
know
so
you
mean? Outsource the roast.
You outsource the roast.
Yeah, sure.
You know it's going to happen.
Luke, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this one. Can I show it to you?
Yeah, show it to me. Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's a porn screenshot. Uh-huh. And this is, the reason I took it is, it's a violent porn screenshot.
It's not,
yeah.
I don't know, violent.
It's not
violent.
Well, she's
close up on the guy's face and then you'll understand, if you understand Perth comedy, maybe you'll take the leap.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think it looks like?
Let me see.
It looks like the...
The rapper, dude.
Yeah, why I took it. Because I was watching a porn. And then I was like, fuck, is that?
Yeah.
Is that Daniel Delby? Yeah. I was like, nah, he's not doing... And so I screenshotted it, literally for this purpose too. Yeah. So I'm glad you found it, to ask people if they think it looks like him. Yeah. I don't think he's doing that as well.
It's so funny, man, if you just... You're like, oh, speaking of lookalikes, and you just add... You just add beers or a coffee, like, do you think this looks like Daniel Delby? And it's just a dude.
Well, there's also a question.
There's no cock in it, so it is socially acceptable.
True, but there's also a question of, did you finish first, then go back and screenshot? Or did you stop and screenshot and then finish?
I think
or could you finish after he looks like a comedy?
It helped. It sped me up.
Let's see.
I imagined one of the freestyles and straight away I blew. Yeah, I think I probably screenshotted during because I think generally, I don't know what your process is post, but I close all tabs, everything in the bin, a couple of minutes of shame. So I don't really have time for...
To go back.
Yeah, I'm not going back looking at the credits or, you know.
But to screenshot, okay. But so many distractions I need, you know? Like, I need to be fucking totally committed.
Right.
And then if I start going, oh, that looks like this guy I know, like, I think I'm out of it at that point. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I may not have finished, you know. That might have been it for that video. Yeah, yeah. It probably was.
Maybe
if we're
you just started
honest.
Looking at photos of Daniel Delby.
Yeah.
Did you send it to him ever?
No, no, I haven't. So, you know, hopefully he is and he can get involved and let us know whether it is him or not. It's not. It's not. No.
It's funny seeing the type of porn people like.
Sure.
Because I thought, Luke, you're a pretty, like...
But maybe this
you're
is like
pretty
the
pretty kind of, I guess, like nice, whimsical kind of guy. Sure.
But this might be the folder thing all over again, man.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah.
I think that's pretty. It's just they're in a shower and
no. But I thought you would be like an au naturel woman.
Oh,
right?
In the forest,
rather than just big fake cans with pierced nipples.
Sure, yeah, slammed up against a shower.
That's base instinct. Like I mean, we're all
Birth, you know.
Yeah, well, I've been here for a minute. You know, you got to adapt to the cultural environment you're in. And
oh, that was so good, man. There was a you're a lot braver than me because I remember one time I was watching a porno and the male actor looked like Adam Rosenbach's.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw that porno again, like a few months later. I was like, I got to send him this thing. Yeah. And I was like, God, no. Like, because everyone knows everyone watches porn.
So
but you don't want anyone knowing you watch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You don't want to send them like a screenshot or whatever going, hey, look, this guy looks like you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, he never did it either.
That's it.
No, yeah, this is it. This is
but
the moment.
But you still
it
went one out. Step bigger than me. You know?
I suppose I kept the screenshot and then I wasn't ashamed to.
If there's anyone braver in an apocalypse, it's you.
No, oh, thanks, brother. Thanks so much. Also, you saw the same porn a few months later. What's going on? Did it just come up in the algorithm?
Yeah,
or?
I think so. It was the same actor.
Oh,
same
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
good hog.
I did. Good hog.
Good enough hog to get a lot of work.
Yeah, it looks like Rosenbach's.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
All right.
Capper's phone. Capper used to have the piece of shit Oppo, but it's since upgraded to the Samsung.
Yes.
But if you're trying to join the Facebook group, say Oppo because I forget, and people have been saying Samsung, and they don't get through the filter. So, Capper spinning the wheel to see what I'm looking at in the new fancy Samsung phone. It is search history. Three different things today. That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
You've
what
been
we
on
got
the
in.
Road. You've been lonely.
Yeah. What would I have in there? That's kind of because I think I searched something the other day and I was like. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it. I can't delete that. Sure. And I don't know what it would have been.
You left it in.
Yeah, I left it in. I can't. Well, you know, that's our thing. And oh, fuck.
Metal posters. So you're looking for a specific metal band? Or actually, they have those new posters that are like sheet metal.
Yeah, they look cool.
Yeah. Is that what you were looking for?
No, I was trying to look for inspiration for like a heavy metal style poster that I could do for Brett Blake and my tour around Tasmania on motorcycles.
Oh, sick, dude.
So, I thought, we'll do I'll draw up a cool poster.
Yeah,
so I'll look for inspiration.
Well, I mean, this shit, it seems cool. There's shit like Hasta la Muerte, Exibalba. I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, yeah. I'm incredibly frustrated because there's this Mexican metal band called Zabalba.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in Melbourne tomorrow night. And my flight's going to get in at 11:30. I'm going to miss him. And I thought I was going to I was going to go straight to the Bendigo Hotel.
Yeah, right.
See Zabalba. Dance to some thrash metal.
Get an earlier flight.
You know, maybe I could.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a reason I got this one. I think it's because I'm broke.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you know, every flight on a Sunday from Perth is like you might as well fly to fucking Kenya or somewhere.
Oh yeah,
this makes me paranoid. It says Mike G, Sydney Comedy Festival show image. You googled You're Googling that for some kind of nefarious purpose, I imagine.
Fuck. No? What that was for?
That was recent, too. So, and my show image is from this past year was me in the wrestling onesie.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great picture.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know what you're up to.
If it's not for a nefarious reason, it's just super fucking cute. It's just super cute to be away from each other for a minute and then you're looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's adorable.
But those pictures all over my socials, but for you to go through Google for it.
Well, that's the thing. I
drinking? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be for.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Probably something to do with, I don't know, the bonus app or something.
I mean, there's a lot of wedding planning stuff. I think this came up last time. You have rumpshaker.com.au. I have no idea what that site is. But it's like in between all the wedding crap.
Oh, right. Yeah, it might be my partner. She uses my laptop to search shit all the time.
Yeah, right. So I'm trying to find...
Maybe my partner was looking up Goldstein. Oh, no.
That's the nightmare.
Maybe.
After wedding shit, she's
the
like,
big question
I've
is,
got the wrong host.
Yeah. The big question is, do you keep doing the pod, you know?
Yeah.
If that happens, you know?
I guess
I would. I mean, we, you know,
you're committed
get
now,
a little
man.
Bit of Patreon money. So,
sure, dude.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it'll be more tense, you know?
Yeah. This is you trying to correct the your hump. Your back hump?
Yeah.
You're doing posture exercises, 12 exercises to fix your posture.
Yeah.
They obviously did not work.
No. Well, I haven't started
just
yet.
Being a dick.
Are you just Googling that? Bro, you got to go to an osteo or something, man. Yeah. Don't outsource that to Google.
I know. That's the thing. That's what I said to my partner. I was like, because I want to look good for my wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
And I noticed that I already had a bad posture.
Mm.
But then when
I've given
after
you the
I had
worst
chemo
chair for that,
lying
anyway.
Down all the time and looking at your computer and your phone, it's really fucking taking hold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. And now I film a lot of my sets.
Sure.
And I'm looking at it going, oh, God, I look awful.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to. I said to my partner, I said, "Oh, maybe I should put it out to people on my socials. Mm-hmm. Hey, has anyone here ever had scoliosis and fixed it up?" And she's like, "No, don't do that. Look at Google or whatever."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No, maybe I should just." I heard there's a guy that can just fucking punch you in the back,
right?
And basically punch it out.
I think it's a lot of chiros.
Yeah.
What they do anyway.
I don't trust. Honestly, when my back was fucked, when the slip disc, and it was chiros, it was physios, it was a year of just pain. Yeah. If I sneezed, like, it would do something where my whole body would buckle and I'd fall over.
Yeah.
My partner thought it was the funniest shit ever because I would sneeze and fall over. But it took me finding a YouTube clip of a guy who, you know, had the same problem and fixed it through various, like, stretches. And it solved it within 2 weeks.
Really?
So you can dig good shit out. And there's, like you go by the number of hits it has on YouTube and look at the comments.
Yeah.
And so, what I'm saying is, you know, the internet is all good and nothing bad ever happens.
See, for me, it's just always, I'm always Googling symptoms. That's the problem. I'm always
hypochondriac.
Like, I'm always like, you know, knee hurts, left eye blurry, headache, you know, whatever. Like, and then it's like, AIDS or whatever. Always fucking, you got 2 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, it was like when I got diagnosed with cancer the second time.
Yeah.
I wake up with a bloody raging heart on and like big, and it really hurt.
Right.
And all this stuff, and it hurt above my dick and all that. Mm-hmm. And we looked at the symptoms.
Shaming. This is part of his story.
It's so weird.
That's the funniest thing to do during like an Australian story.
Yeah, man.
About cancer. Just a guy in the background going, ugh.
Yeah.
Like Kappa's on screen.
Man, it was brutal.
He was like telling this emotional story. You're just up, ugh.
Oh, no. I'm fully with Mike on this one. And it was so weird because I was like, with my partner and I Googled it and I remember we were seeing the symptoms. It's like some kind of hernia or something.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I remember making the joke. I'm like, it's either that or I've got cancer again.
Nothing else really. I mean, there's a ton of just like YouTube clips of other comics. You did go on the Louis C.K. deep dive, looking at articles about him and stuff. Louis C.K.'s issue with social media.
Yeah.
So,
because I listened to I'm keen to see this movie he just made.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to him on Joe Rogan because I like Joe List.
Yeah,
sure.
And I was like, oh, Joe List is good and he's in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, what is the process?
Mm.
Of what? Getting the movie made?
Yeah, getting the movie made and stuff.
Yeah.
I was very interested in that.
Right. I thought you might have been doing – I reckon a lot of comics are doing deep dive googs on Louis because what's happening is – I don't know if it's been your experience, but I've had like when someone told me to watch Sorry, the special, it is like people are sharing kiddie porn. Like it is amongst comics, it's just kind of like, listen, obviously don't, but it's pretty. But I mean, I know that.
Yeah, I wonder
if a lot of us are googling because we're trying to decide where we should, you know what I mean? We're like, what's the consensus
of
here?
Of course.
Well, because his last special was called Sorry, right? Yeah. And then so a few comics would post the image of that in their stories on Instagram. Mm. They're like, just watch this, you know, the best. And I saw their post and I was like, that's fucking brave of them.
Yeah, you know, because
you are putting yourself in a camp.
Sure.
Yeah,
where people are like, oh, you're part of the problem or whatever.
But man, I love people like, you know, comics we hang out with that we're friends with or whatever, fully kind of left and don't put that stuff out there.
Yeah.
But once they're around the boys, they're like, yeah, the special's pretty good.
And the group chats, people are like, these rules.
Cosby's
new one's great. Have you seen that?
No, which one?
Cosby. Just kidding, doesn't it?
It actually
put me to sleep.
All right. How's the fentanyl? No worries.
I love Googling that, or people that have gone into hiding and then have come out with something.
Sure.
You know, like remember like Matt McConaughey was never cancelled or anything.
Yeah.
But I've always been so interested that he just did shit movies and then all of a sudden just did this crazy turnaround.
What was the break? Was it Dallas Buyers Club? Was that the one that he...
I think it was.
Yeah.
For me, it was Failure to Launch, but, you know, it would have been Dallas Buyers Club.
So in-depth, beautiful.
The McConaissance. Well, and then also True Detective.
Yes, True Detective.
Fucking rules in that. And then just started making proper, like, big drama movies and all the rest. Let's say we're at the pointy end of the episode. I think we don't have actual dice, but I do have the dice app on the phone.
Oh, yeah. This is the bit, eh?
This is the pointy end of the app.
Yeah, cool.
So there's the dice app there. And then when I hit it, it's six.
Okay.
Six
is Facebook memories, so I dodge a bullet once again. But you never know what's in there.
Okay, yeah.
So I got to bring up my Facebook memories and read them all out, and we'll see what kind of a shithead I was in the past.
I reckon there'll be a few gays in there.
There'll be a few gay.
Maybe even some lowercase.
Let's see. 5 years ago on this day, I was in a bar in New York watching a big fight, apparently. There must have been a big fight on. And I commented, everyone at the bar was super uncomfortable. Well, first of all, like, I'm just straight up bragging I'm in New York, right? And watching and then it's like, I tag New York. I tag the area, Tribeca, that I'm in rather than the actual bar. And then I'd say, everyone at the bar was super uncomfortable. And I kept chanting kiss, kiss, kiss during the fight. So that's me shoehorning a travel bragger. Well, look at me, I'm in New York. Into a Facebook post in 2017, which I would never do now. I mean, Instagram, there might be a photo of me in New York, like doing something.
Sure.
That level of when it was just even 2017, I wasn't on Insta yet. So it was still like, oh, I got to make sure people know I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And I was in New York like 2 months of every year back then. So I was like, hey, does anyone give a shit?
Very cool.
Yeah. I posted a photo of a Pomeranian in 2012, the little puppy. And my caption there was, animal lover or not, at some point in your life, you have wondered just exactly how far you could dropkick a Pomeranian.
Okay.
Cool guy, abuses animals.
Man. That was a kind of a stage thing, like... Anchorman kind of based or whatever.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
Did you say cool guy abuses animals?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yeah.
It's a nice end. Man, I'd be pretty proud of that for 2012.
Yeah.
Because I was all like Luke Joseph Ryan ears at the shops. You know what I mean? Like mine were all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I even think 2012 was after they were prompting the ... is or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And then, like, I wonder if it was good traction at the time. That one got, like, 16 likes and 5 comments. Should we see if there's anyone interesting in the comments? I must have been responding. Jacques Barrett said, no punt intended. Okay. and then old comedian from Perth said, that's why they call it a 30-meter dog. Yeah, fucking
old comedian from Perth. Just for me, which old comedian from Perth?
Don Smith.
Oh wow, like fuck, man. That's man. If we're talking about who's jacked off the most, like because I was when you guys were saying that, I was thinking purely chronologically as well, like rather than you know just time. Years. Yeah. So I was trying to think of the oldest person I could, because that would logically
be
win.
Up there.
Yeah.
And then there's one from 2007, which I feel like this would have been one of the first posts.
Yeah.
Right? 2007 Facebook.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that one, it was when it was dot, 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 right?
Yeah.
So it says, Mike Goldstein is alienating his audience. So
there you go. You got the
fuck.
Easy
wow. What a real Bill Hicks we got here, right?
Okay. Even back then, putting the Ed G and Mike G. Mike Ed G. All right. So
repost. Can you repost the Pomerania one?
And say what? Like I've moved on. Like I've
only kick bigger dogs now.
Yeah. I only kick bigger dogs now.
Yeah. And then like 100 fire cash or something, like emojis. Like,
I only kick the big dogs now.
I only kick the big dogs now.
Yeah, right.
I only kick the big dogs now and then promote the gig in Bunbury tonight.
That's pretty good.
In Bunbury tonight.
Yeah. You've got, and then tag like at Froth Brewery. Don't you reckon?
That's good.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Because then you're earnestly saying you kick big dogs and then promoting a small rural.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Only kick the big dogs now in Bunbury tonight.
Check me out. Froth Brewery or whatever.
Is that where we are? Froth Brewery? Oh, fuck. All right.
It's funny for you to promote a bumper. Oh, I like that for your brand. Because you would never.
Well, I never post on Facebook anymore. That's a thing. Like the memories are going to stop around 2017, 2018.
Yeah.
Anyways, rolling the dice for Capper. It is a 3, which we should know, really. I think this is Facebook. Comment.
Oh no.
This is a Facebook comment.
Oh no.
So in honor of our guest today, Luke Joseph Ryan, put an L in your Facebook search bar and see what names come up.
Okay.
As usual, someone that's probably not connected to comedy or would know of the podcast, always better. Someone you haven't seen in a while.
Results for L.
Yeah.
People.
And then
yes, yeah, I've got a friend who I don't really, I don't really know
what who it is.
Who it is?
Great,
probably best.
Yeah.
Biggest gamble, you know.
Yeah. So to this person, I think I want you to send this photo, which we've been sitting on for a while, and we've floated it a lot, but I don't think anyone's used it. And you can even just send him a message or on one of his recent posts.
Yeah.
It's a photoshopped image of a man with his butt on the front. So he's looking forward, but his butt's on the front.
Fucking hell.
And I want you to comment this photo on a recent, or even dig back an old post of his, put this photo up, and you say, is this real?
It's such the little I mean, because you've only described the nuts and bolts of what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But the room is insane.
The room is nuts.
There's a disco ball. He's got LED lighting around.
He's like doing a tough footy pose.
Yeah, wow.
He's an African-American man with blonde hair. So there's a lot going on. And then the butt is forward. And
I think this guy was a tech, I think, at one of my shows.
Oh, I thought you were saying the guy in the picture. Was
He had trouble sitting down. My God. Or he loved it, either way.
Maybe, I don't know, it's just got 5 days ago he posted a photo of him on holiday with a bunch of people.
Hell yes. Oh,
that's so, the one.
Just
ruined that. Fuck, that's terrible. Hell.
So, yeah, I think you...
Is this real?
Yeah. Put the photo up and then is this real?
Oh, my God.
That's fun. LJR.
Yeah, sure. Roll the dice.
I have one I don't think we've used in years, but it's very funny to me. And then obviously, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do shit.
We're guest friendly.
We're just happy to have you on, all the rest.
Yeah, man.
But I think the first 5 Instagram stories on your feed, you just fire emoji, right?
Yeah.
Is that good?
I have one maybe, but I don't know if this is too...
What do you have?
This is too brutal, man.
Okay, no go.
Because there's this beautiful view we got here.
Yeah, sure.
So I thought maybe we could take a photo of you leaning on the balcony, the beach behind you, with your shirt off.
And oh, fuck.
Posted on Instagram, feeling the best I've ever felt.
Oh, look.
Is that too rough? Or maybe not even that, just a photo of you shirtless on on the balcony.
Well,
or is that too... I think it's not good timing, I understand.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah. There's some things that have occurred that are less than public right now, and so I think it might be...
Yeah.
I love it, don't get me wrong. if I'm watching me, but I am me. You know?
Well, what's it better? The fire emoji is one thing, and then five, it might be people he interacts with a lot. Like if we go deep in the stories, then what's an emoji to comment? The love eyes? Love eyes?
So what am I? Yeah. I'm putting this to people. I'm sending this to people's stories. Fuck. Okay. So I'm sending love eye reacts to people's stories.
Love eye reacts are just fire across the board. You either go five deep and just fire, and then see what the first... Just have a look now what the first five
stories
on Instagram. Like what would it be? What would happen if you commented the fire?
You know what I would? I mean, this is funny now because we're doing... Now it's like it's negotiating a deal. I would do... Oh, I might do the balcony shirtless thing in the stories.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't do a main feed necessarily.
No, not grid. But then maybe not feeling better than I've ever felt. Just something like...
But maybe the stories isn't high. Like maybe a photo in stories like that isn't high stakes enough either.
Nah,
you know,
dude, don't worry about it. Like stories are still funny. And then I think the caption needs to be not feeling better than I've ever felt. Like, what about like, I'm here. Where are you?
Oh yeah.
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know what? I tried to take a screenshot of the
The guy in the butt.
The guy in the butt. Like, I took a screenshot of the photo.
Yeah.
But then I don't think I can... It's got two comments, but I can't view the comments because it says the user is enrolled in a blocking.
Oh.
I might have got blocked straight away.
Oh, fucking hell. Straight up blocked?
Yeah.
Save it for the recaps in the next episode.
I think I'm that in on the I'm here, where are you, that it could be main feed because your whole thing is that you just, I feel like I'm here, where are you makes it weird enough that I'm on board for a main feed. And it is, when you look at my most recent posts on Insta, it's insanely unusual for my vibe. So, not that unusual. I posted some pictures in a river eating cereal a few months ago. So,
I think we'll workshop the photo and the caption afterwards. But did you look at the first five stories just out of curiosity?
Okay, yeah, cool.
If you were to, don't do it, but if you were to do fire love heart across the first five,
it would be. Sort of an open mic comic in Perth. It'd be Willem Powerfish, who's Get the Dog. It'd be a comic in Sydney. It'd be Nick Cody.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be a hairdresser in Perth who
it's funny.
Who recently was on the what was that show where they were like running from the police that was on Channel 10?
Hunted.
Hunted. So it would be funny. I mean, it's an unusual five for sure.
Totally. Because I think when I had to do that in the past, it was open micers or like one is a chick who's quite attractive that has just like started comedy for me to be like, fire.
Yeah.
But okay, that's the option or the photo. We'll workshop it after. But thanks so much for being on. Everyone, follow LJR on Instagram. That's
at LJ Rizzle.
At LJ Rizzle. Get on there for all the hot content.
Hot content. make sure you get down to Bunbury tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Sorry, this guys. Sorry, I'm fucking.
Just deal with it after, dude. We're trying to end the fucking...
I've been banned from Facebook.
Have you?
No. Really?
How did it take us 3 years?
Oh, man.
Properly, legit.
It's just like...
Fuck!
Man.
Have you? I can't believe it took us this long.
That's insane.
That I could have appealed the decision.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm not going to appeal it. I'm going to accept this.
Can you
this
still
decision.
Message? If you can still message, who
your
gives a fuck?
Your message is still going,
Yeah.
It said I've got an account warning. CY.
Oh, okay. Still, you're on but thin ice. Zuck is fucking watching you, bro.
Just for a front bump. Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's not that graphic.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Oh, man. That's fucking...
Well, that went well, I guess. That's what you want.
I love this episode. That was killer, man. Yeah. Yeah. It was good hanging out. Great guest.
Man, thanks, great. Man.
Follow LJR. I'm doing gigs in Perth for the next couple weeks. Get around those. I don't really promote any of them, but I'll be at the Comics Lounge and around some
Perth,
shitty
the Perth
suburbs.
Hut, Coddleslow, fucking...
The fucking
funny bar,
Laugh Shack,
the Laugh Shack,
yeah,
the Chuckle Hut, whatever,
Uncle Slappy's,
Uncle Slappy's fuck hut,
and then after that, I'll be back in the States for a while, and Capper will be anything to plug?
Yeah, I got a heap of gigs coming up. I'm going to Brisbane. I'm doing a split show with Brett Blake. This Friday, in Brisbane, it should be good. It's gonna be a good fuck around show. Doing new material, but on Sunday we're doing a really fun show that we've been doing for years, Brew Dudes, where we just fucking drink for 4 beers in an hour, and we just jump around. It's Terminator 2 based. It's a lot of fun.
Get across that.
And you get 4 beers for $30.
Yeah.
So it's just fucking great.
T2 themed.
Yeah.
Is it because you're hunting kids after?
Yeah. We did shoot 2 kids in the Adelaide show.
And, that's bad, man. Yeah. You shouldn't be telling people.
And also the most important thing is we're putting tons of content up on Patreon.
Yeah.
Get across that. All sorts of bonus episodes. Some wild stories. And shit that, needs to be behind a paywall.
Yeah, there's a wild story that Mike just told and is fantastic about him supporting a larger act.
Yeah.
And also on the YouTube channel, I've been fucking going crazy on it. I've been putting 1 video a week, so jump on that.
Get across there. Thank you so much for being on, bro. Killer episode.
Thanks for having me, guys.
No, it was fun. And then, we'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Hacks.